Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a hiccup in the Senate, a wrinkle in the Senate. You know that the Build Back Better bill was passed by the House, roughly $1.75 trillion, roughly, over 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office has said that it will add a very small amount to the debt, over 10 years, $367 billion, which is 36.7 a year, a very small amount in light of our budget every year. And it would create great opportunities for a lot of people in this country who don't have them right now, including more and better rural broadband and urban broadband and internet access. It would be child care for working moms and others. Medicare, Medicaid relief, about 9 million people would have better medical care, and 3 million who don't have it at all would get it. A child tax credit that doesn't last as long as people would like, but still it is there. And some very, very good provisions on opposing or stopping climate change. Manchin had thrown a wrench in the works because he owns about a $30 million stake in a coal mine, gets his money from the oil companies. So it was put in as incentives rather than mandates. Pretty good incentives to go with a green grid. A lot of good stuff in this. I didn't give you the whole thing. But now Manchin, Manchin basically on this is a Republican, okay? And we need his vote. There are 50 Democratic votes if you count the two independents, Angus King of Maine, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who are independents, but they vote with the Democrats. So counting them, there are 50 Democratic votes. And then Kamala Harris breaks the tie, and this is a budget reconciliation bill, which means they can't filibuster. Okay, so far so good. But Manchin and Sinema, West Virginia and Arizona, by simply opposing it, frankly, simply not voting. Then we'd have 49 votes. The Republicans, every one of them is against it, would have 50. Kamala Harris can't even come into it. They don't have to oppose it. They just have to not vote. Either one of them, they have a veto. They're both very cagey, trying to suck up a little bit to whatever Democratic base they think they have. But I am just telling you this from experience. I am concerned about Manchin. Because Manchin put out a three-part test, he said, for any legislation he would support. Okay, what are they, Manchin? One of them, is it fully paid for? Well, this one is essentially fully paid for. But if he goes, well, out of a multi-trillion dollar budget, $36 billion a year in deficits, $36 billion a year unpaid for, which ultimately will be paid for because when money is put in people's hands, I don't know if people understand this. When people get an unemployment comp check, they get a child care tax credit, they buy things with it. They'll buy diapers. They'll buy formula. They'll buy food and they'll buy clothing. The people that get that money from them pay taxes on that money. Then they turn around and pay their rent or buy a car. And then the people who get it from rent or a car pay taxes on it. Money circulates at least three times through some economists would say more than that. It has the effect of rising all boats. There is more tax revenue out of it. But Manchin, if he wanted to, could say, this is an ironclad three-part test, and I'm not going to go for it for that reason. The second one is he said, I won't vote for anything that's not bipartisan. Because I'm from West Virginia, and we're a Republican state, and I'm a Democrat. Hey, dude, there isn't a single Republican voting for this thing. And they told you that 6 months ago, and then 5 months ago, and then 4 months ago. So what's changed, dude? What has changed? Now you're suddenly going on the bipartisan thing. And the third thing he requires is that it has to address the needs of his constituents. And he goes, well, this thing addresses maybe some needs, although I'm not sure what they are. But I don't really like that child tax credit It's anti-work. That's what he said. What, some woman with two kids at home, she's not, you know, she's paying income taxes on a minimum wage job. Say she makes $15 an hour. She has two kids at home. This gives her a tax credit for a certain amount, which could in effect wipe out her federal tax obligation. Well, half of Wall Street are thieves and aren't paying any federal tax, or very little. How much did Bezos and who's the other character? There's several of them, the Facebook guy and Gates, these guys. And you are zooming in on a single mom with two kids getting a child tax credit? You're saying it's anti-work? What? She's going to get another minimum wage job and work 16 hours a day? And who's taking care of her children? Who's taking care of her children? Oh, this is a child care portion, but you're not going to vote for it? And then he said, I really don't like the climate stuff. Hey, dude, we took out the mandates because of you. We put it as an incentive. Nobody has to go along with it. But there's a financial incentive. So it's partially paid for by the government in that respect. Well, I just don't like the idea of green. What I'm saying is that this trickster has a three-part test. That I am telling you. And the first part, it has to be paid for fully. The second, it has to be bipartisan. And the third is the whole thing has to address the needs of his constituents. He has said it isn't fully paid for. The amount that is at issue, $36.7 billion a year for 10 years, is a much smaller amount than we pay in a lot of other things, and it's money that circulates through the economy. Number two, it has to be bipartisan. He knows it's not bipartisan. Moscow Mitch is not bipartisan. Trump is not bipartisan. He won't even suspend the filibuster to get the Voting Rights Act in to stop gerrymandering. He won't do that because it's not, what, bipartisan? And then third, he's not sure it addresses the needs of his constituents in every respect. Hey, dude, West Virginia is the second poorest state in the country. Did you know that? I think he knows that. Mississippi is the poorest, and they're the reddest, and they fight. Their people fight anything to help them. And then when it comes in, they boast about it. Guys in Mississippi, you know, they're sort of used to, I don't know if they've gotten away with this kind of duplicity for so damn long. Guy will vote against it. But unemployment cop, we don't need that. That's welfare. We don't need this. We don't need that. We don't need the various COVID relief bills. Then they come in and they advertise it. They say this COVID relief bill, we'll add this much income to Mississippians, struggling people, and they grin. Everybody congratulates them. Does anybody in Mississippi read a newspaper? The guy voted against it. In some cases, very harshly, shouted threats, and then boasts about it. I think this is a vanity play. In other words, nobody likes to receive things. One of the toughest things to do is to receive a gift, because you're indebted to the other side. So you oppose it, and then they give it to you, and you've established your manhood, you've established your vanity, and then you take it. That's really what's going on. All these red states, receivers, net receivers of federal money, the blue states, net senders of federal money, with a few exceptions on either side. Beware of Manchin and his three-part test. This thing on its face violates it if you give it a strict interpretation. I'm very, very concerned that he is sending strange signals out in the ozone. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.